Getting your afternoon started right now. It's Pat Steinberg on The Big Show. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
Okay, so TJ Brody has officially signed his five-year contract extension with the Flames. That's our big story on The Big Show this afternoon. Welcome to the program. Pat Steinberg along with you. We're in downtown Calgary from our Sportsnet 960 studios this afternoon. Here's what I want you to start thinking about. I got a bunch of texts we'll read a little bit later on at 960-960. In fact, part of this segment. But at 1:13, we're going to take your phone calls at 403-240-4444 and star 960 on Rogers Wireless. So 5 minutes from now, the phone lines are open now, and we'll start taking them in 5 minutes. I believe this is a straight-up home run, 500-foot home run from the Flames. And the contract is good value today. Brody at $4.65 million right now, good value. Brody at $4.65 million in 2 or 3 years, phenomenal value. I think the Flames nailed this signing. What about you? 403-240-4444, star 960 on Rogers Wireless. Are you on board as I am with the contract terms for Brody? Again, 403-240-4444, star 960 on Rogers Wireless. But first, let's hear from TJ as he spoke to the media following his official contract extension today.
You know, it's nice to have it done.
You said you're happy to be here. A lot of players might look at this team and say they're still developing. Yet you've committed to 5 years. What made you? What makes you happy to be here? Just the fact you get played in so many different situations.
You know, that's definitely big when you get a chance to play. And you know, it's just a great group of guys. You know, in the room, and you know, it's a great city and great fans too. So it's definitely a pretty easy decision to make.
When you play with Mark, who's every night, 25 minutes a night, does that go into it too when you take a look at what he's done and the great pairing you guys have become?
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, I think that's, you know, the reason for the deal. You know, playing with a guy like that, he makes it look good, and he's easy to play with. So, you know, to have the opportunity to play with him, it's been a pleasure, and hopefully it continues that way.
Brad said twice this was the tip of the iceberg for you, which means there's a lot more ice to be had. Where do you think your game can go? If Brad is suggesting that, what do you think?
You know, I just try to take it one game at a time and get better each game. You know, I want to continue to produce offensively, but you know, at the same time, there's always things to work on. You know, especially defensive zone coverage and just trying to break up plays, you know, quicker and get on the offense quicker. So.
TJ, what made you want to do this sooner rather than later?
You know, it's just you know, it seemed like a good deal. You know, the longer you wait, there's always risk too. You know, whether it's injuries or having, you know, a cold slump or something like that. So, you know, to get out of the way now, it you know, gives me a chance just to you know, relax and not have to think about it too.
Brad said that for quieter guys, you don't realize how competitive they are, but you are one of the most competitive men. So to stay here, you must see or have this excitement of where this team is going. You want to win.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone in the room feels the same way about that. And, you know, starting last year and, you know, this year, we want to come out every game and compete. And we want to have that never-die attitude, no matter what the score is. And it's something that's rare to find. And, you know, it's exciting at the same time.
Wasn't that long ago you walked in here as a... I know you don't play because of the money. It's obvious you love the game. But does it sometimes seem surreal that this is what's developed over such a short span of time?
Yeah, definitely. You know, looking back, you know, three or four years ago, I definitely didn't expect this to happen. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's not the end, and I got to keep improving and keep getting better.
TJ, can you give us a sense what a day like today is like, you know, behind the scenes as your buddies, your teammates find out that you're going to be here for five more years?
You know, it's pretty much like any other day. you know, everyone's you know, congratulating me and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's just another ordinary day.
Was there a time you got your mom and dad for driving you to practice, or, you know, when you sign on that line, do they get any kickback?
You know, I haven't really thought about it, but, you know, it's definitely something to you know, have the opportunity to give back, you know, especially to them, all the sacrifices that they made growing up and even still today, coming to the games and traveling and all the support that they give. And, you know, I'm definitely lucky to have the friends and family I have back home. I wouldn't be here without them.
That's TJ Brody, a new 5-year contract extension for the Flames defenseman. Reported terms, an average annual value of $4.65 million. My name is Pat Steinberg. This is The Big Show, and we've got lots more to talk about when it comes to Brody.
The Big Show wants to hear from you. Call now, 403-240-4444 or star 960 on Rogers Wireless.
So for me, I think it's a home run deal. I think the Flames nailed this one. I think the contract is good value now, and I think it's going to be so much better as the years go along. What about you? 403-240-4444, star 960 on Rogers Wireless. Could this end up not being as much of a home run as I think it is? That's kind of up to you. Agree or disagree, we're talking about a home run deal for the Flames today. Let's kick things off on the phone lines by welcoming Rob to the program. Rob, what about you? I mean, is this as much of a home run as I'm making it out to be?
You nailed it. This is, I really like this player and everybody I talk to. He's just a good player. You can see it in him. And he's only going to get better. You know, you can see he just brings everything to the game. He's a good skater, good shot, good defensive. He's clutch player.
What we've seen from him in the last 3 years, to see exponential growth like we have, it's really pretty astonishing when you think about it. Like I look back and I say, yeah, I thought Brody was good, and I thought that, you know, he was going to progress, but to progress this quickly and turn into what he's turned into as quickly as he had, and I've always been a big fan of his, I didn't see this coming. He deserves so much credit for how far he's been able to come here.
Even the guys up north, the guys I work with, they're jealous, right?
Yeah.
So, and yeah, it's good. Thanks a lot, Pat.
I appreciate the call, Rob. 403-240-4444. Star 960 on Rogers Wireless. I think the Flames hit an absolute home run on TJ Brody's contract extension today. 5 years with an AAV of $4.65 million. What about you? Phone lines are open for the next 10 minutes or so at 403-240-4444. Star 960 on Rogers Wireless. Would love to hear your take. Jeremy, what about you?
How can you not be pumped? Like, really, how can you not be pumped on a contract like that? I think it's great. Unless they could have got an extra 2 years at the same AAV, like, that is awesome for the team.
Well, and the thing with the more term, the only thing that I keep going back to is you wonder if the agent and Brody said, okay, we want to commit, like, we want to be here long term, but we wouldn't mind, because if he were to sign an 8-year deal, which is the max right now, if he were to sign for 8 years today, then he would be, what, 32 when the contract comes to an end, maybe 33, and just not even checking my math, I think it would be 33 when he was up for a new contract. And he wouldn't really be able to be in that prime age range to get that big, fat UFA contract, or wouldn't even have that option. So by him signing for 5 years at the age of 24, he'll be 29, 30 when the contract comes to a close. And when he's re-upped or when he is ready to be re-upped, he does have that option of being able to hit it big in unrestricted free agency. And even if you want to be in Calgary for the rest of your career, that's just good business to make sure you give yourself that option and give yourself that ability to maybe go the UFA road if you want to. It's all about flexibility for the player too, right?
Absolutely. And if you get back to, like, him and Gio as a pairing, you can't find a better pairing for that kind of money. It's just unreal.
Well, right now, I think they're about $6 million or so, the two of them. That's great value. It'll be bumped up to, you know, about $9 million or whatever it is when this contract kicks in next year. Gio and Brody for $9 million combined, that's still outstanding value, is it not?
Absolutely. Like, you have one player making that in, well, Buffalo, or when Campbell was making big money and he didn't really pan out. But you never know. On the other side, Brody could turn into a lineman and everybody be on his back in a couple of years.
Except,
so
except
I'm hugely pumped about the contract, though. Like, I'm not trying to say that. It's just all the naysayers out there could, you know, they could come back and say, you know, you shouldn't have signed that deal. He was too young and not enough proven time in the NHL.
See, Jeremy, I don't know if I can see any way this contract ever ends up being bad, because that would mean Brody would need to regress heavily, because right
Absolutely.
Now he's far and away a better defenseman than Dennis Weidman. So, you know, the Weidman contract does not look good right now, but I think Weidman was able to kind of hit it big and was able to time his big contract perfectly. Whereas for Brody, all we've seen is progression. We'd need to see mass regression from Brody for him to turn into a liability at this point. Even if he flatlines, and what we see from Brody right now is all he'll ever be, which I don't even believe is going to be the case. But even if that does end up happening, we're still talking about a really good value. Again, $4.65 million right now for TJ Brody, I think, is good value, which is why I think the potential for it down the road could be even better value.
And even your direct comparables, your Gardner and your Roman Josi, I think he's way above them as already in his progression.
The other guy, the guy that I think is most comparable right now is the guy who signed last week in Jake Muzzin. I think Muzzin is the most comparable contract right now. Similar terms and similar point totals. Muzzin's been a very good defenseman the last 2 years. Brody's been a very good defenseman the last 2 years. Their underlying numbers or their advanced analytics are very, very strong. I think Muzzin and Brody are good comparables right now.
Absolutely, yeah. Anyway, thanks for having me on.
Good stuff, Jeremy. Got a few phone lines open right now if you want to chime in. Is the TJ Brody contract as much of a home run as I'm making it out to be? Because I think the Flames nailed this one. 403-240-4444, star 960 on Rogers Wireless. Did the Flames hit as much of a home run with Brody as I think they did? You can chime in right now on the phone lines. Again, 403-240-4444, star 960 on Rogers Wireless. Couple of texts, number of texts on the topic at 960-960. Tell me where to sign on that deal. I think the Flames are lucky to get him at that price. This one from Alan. Brody is a good defenseman, and I'm very happy he's on our team. I don't think he's going to get too much better considering he's already 24, though. And see, Alan, I'll disagree with you on that, because I think right now Brody has mass potential to get better. 24 is young for a defenseman. Most guys don't really hit their stride until 27. I mean, guys like Petrangelo and Brody and Subban, those are kind of the norm, and those are kind of the aberration to the norm, or the departure from the norm, and they're still getting better. I think Brody has got a huge ceiling that he can still reach. So, yeah, I'll disagree with you on that point, Alan. I think that there's plenty of progression still there for TJ. I think you guys are right on the money about TJ Brody. This guy's becoming a top defenseman in the league. Great job, Flames, on the signing. I like this one from Jamie. Brody reminds me a lot of Housley. If you could get Phil Housley at 24 for $4.65 million per, how many teams would jump all over it? It's a slam dunk, in my opinion. So Housley, when he was 24, if that were to translate today and you could get him at 4.65, yeah, you probably would be all right with that. I think Brody's an integral part of the core of this club and this rebuild. It's been fun watching him turn into the player he is and is going to be. Great deal. Happy to have him around for years to come. And this one from Brad. This Brody signing is a complete steal on the Flames' part. It's unbelievable to think that in 2 to 4 years' time, when he's officially an NHL All-Star, he'll only be making $4.65 million compared to Subban's $9 million. Good on the Flames and good on Brody. 403-240-4444, star 960 on Rogers Wireless. If you want to chime in, got a couple of lines buzzing right now, and we continue along at 403-240-4444, star 960 on Rogers Wireless. Eduardo's with us. A home run? Am I making it out to be accurate in your mind?
Best contract in the league looking like right now.
It's a slam dunk, man. I really think they nailed it.
Period. Best one. It's like, find a better one. Try and think of a better one.
John Tavares is still a better contract.
Yeah, oh yeah, $5 million, I guess. Yeah, him. So it's close. It's in there, top three.
I'm not with, and you know, because, and I'll go back to some of the conversations you and I have had on overtime, my friend. What about going from next year? Because right now there's no doubt about it. Brody and Giordano, the best value pairing bar none in the NHL. What about next year when Brody kicks in at $9 million? I still think they're probably the best value pairing in the NHL.
You mean when the pair of them kick in for $9
million? Yeah, yeah, when they're both at $9 million next year.
No, it's incredible. I think credit also has to go to like the Flames organization. Looking at, do you remember who we drafted in the first round when we drafted Brody?
2008? Oh, geez. Because Backlund was 07. Was that... was that Pelech in 08 or was that Chuck? I don't even remember. Who was?
Greg Nemeth.
Nemeth was 08. Yes, okay.
I mean, so 114th overall, some credit has to go to the Flames organization. Also, like, if you look at Gio and Brody developing, I wonder if way back in the day Sutter knew when he drafted Brody that, you know, between Gio and Brody, we're going to have some guys so we can, you know, trade Dion or whatever. Like, you know, of course, you know, we didn't get back, you know, fair value for him. But it's also really interesting if you look at the Dion contract back in the day. I mean, you know, Brody didn't score 20 goals as, you know, a teenager or whatever, but, you know, because, like, it's just interesting when you look at the economics of the NHL. So Dion scores 20, you get, you know, 6.9 or whatever, 6.75
mm-hmm.
was the contract that Sutter signed him to. And Brody, who takes longer to develop, stays in the A. And now I would you know, posit to you that there is no question that Brody is a better defenseman than Dion Phaneuf.
Oh, I would agree with that. I think Phaneuf has so many deficiencies in his game. And, you know, if Dion was making $4.65 million.
You'd be fine with it.
Yeah, but the fact he's making what he's making, you're like, geez. But I could hear that argument that Brody's better than Dion right now. I think that the advanced numbers back that up, and I know that you and I have differed on that stuff before, but, I mean, the advanced analytics and the underlying stuff on Brody, out of this world. Like, he's playing among, and last year too, played among the toughest minutes in the National Hockey League, period, and still came out on top of those minutes.
Actually, Pat, given my sort of advanced baseball stats pedigree, I've really done a lot of research into a hockey advanced stats. And while I still think that they're, like, hockey carries the most intangible factor in
right.
terms of all the professional sports, you know, there's certain things like Lance Boma will probably never have great advanced stats. But, you know, like the way that he plays in the defensive zone and just sort of like, you know, those intangibles, you know, are not, you know, advanced stats don't show that. But even beyond advanced stats, okay, actually, hold on, let me rephrase it. In baseball, there's this thing about, like, the eye test. So looking at a hitter to see how well he can hit or how well, you know, he can whatever. And, you know, does he pass the eye test? But for the most part, like, sabermetrics will like, do that out for you. In hockey, the eye test has to match, you know, the advanced stats. And for me, a long time ago, I talked about how good I thought Giordano was. And for me, not only does Brody have the advanced stats to prove it, he passes the eye test. And furthermore, he has 7 points in seven games. Anyway, Pat, Flames are looking good, and doesn't look like we're getting McDavid, and that makes me sad. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, Eduardo. One more phone call on the TJ Brody front. I think it's a straight-up home run. I think the Flames have nailed this. It's kind of tough to find anybody who doesn't like this contract in Calgary or league-wide. Kyle, what about you?
Yeah, of course I think it's a great deal. Not only is he worth the 4.65 now, when you think long-term, he's going to be well worth over that. When you're looking into the future, we definitely nailed the deal on this one.
The prospect for Brody and Giordano and who knows what Giordano's contract's going to be beyond next year. But next year, when Brody's contract kicks in, the two of them are still going to be at around $9 million. But can you think of a better contract or a better money value on a pairing in the NHL than those two? I mean, that's some great money.
The money is great for those two, and they're number one defensive line anywhere in the league. And for, like you said, at $9 million, well worth it.
Yeah, it's a good deal, and it's what they needed to do. I appreciate the call, Kyle. You have yourself a good night. Good afternoon. We'll continue along in the program this afternoon as the Big Show. He's live from downtown Calgary. My name is Pat Steinberg, and good news to see the Flames sign TJ Brody to a 5-year contract extension, $4.65 million on the average annual value. Much more to get to as the Big Show rolls on, hoping to be joined by TJ and Brad Treliving on the phone at some point this afternoon, and you know this is going to be the dominant topic as the afternoon continues. The Big Show rolls on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, sounding good on the radio and even better on your phone. Download the Rogers Radio app and take Sportsnet 960 The Fan everywhere.
The Big Show, brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old office Christmas party? Liven things up and book your holiday event at The Comedy Cave.
This October, Country Hills Toyota is 10 years old. Hey everyone, it's Farley here. And to celebrate the Big Ten, you're getting 10,000 Aeroplan points, plus 10 years of free oil changes, plus 10 months of deferred payments, or 10% off your entire new car purchase. And between Toyota's Happy 50 event and our 10th birthday, there's also up to $10,000 off on selected models. You get all this, and all we got was a new website. Country Hills Toyota, and always online at chtoyota.com.
How do businesses get results? By advertising with Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hi, my name is Charlene Pellerin, and my husband and I own Mugshot Sports Bar and Grill. We have had so many people come down and check us out simply because they heard us on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. For anyone that's looking for a cost-effective way to advertise, I would highly recommend Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Visit Sportsnet960.ca to get connected with our sales team and get Sportsnet 960, The Fan, working for you.
It's midway through the fourth, and your team is in field goal range. It's fourth down, but they're going for it. These are the moments that define the game and the sport. Thanks to Bodog.net, these are the moments you're made for. Bodog.net gives you live odds and props on every game, even after kickoff. No matter the down or the distance, Bodog.net will make sure you always have that extra edge. Bodog.net, your source for sports odds and free poker and casino games.
Rogers Small Business Help Center.
I'd like online marketing advice I can use now.
Well, attend Rogers Talks, our conference where experts give actionable tips and tools you can use right away.
Really? But my business is small.
That's fine. These experts cover topics like content marketing and online brand building to let any business stay ahead. And it's all free.
Well, in that case, I'll get my whole team to go.
So that'll be...
Let's see, one ticket, please.
Join us for Rogers Talks in Calgary, November 4th at the Four Points by Sheridan. Register today at rogers.com/Rogers Talks.
Hello, Miss Flower. I need you.
What Mr. Grosky needs is CalgaryJobShop.ca.
Miss Flower.
Where he can find hundreds of local employees.
Miss Flower.
Post jobs and start getting resumes in minutes.
I need you, Miss Flower.
With more local employees than ever.
Yay.
CalgaryJobShop.ca. Long name, amazing results.
Where are you?
Wherever you go, whatever you do, Soundwave Hearing Care has you covered. Have a partner who snores? Think Soundwave for comfortable custom sleep molds. Love live music? Think Soundwave for custom high fidelity molds. Live to quad or snowmobile? Think Soundwave for hearing protection under your helmet. Got sound? Think Soundwave Hearing Care. Hearing services for your entire family. Visit soundwavehearing.com.
Calgary's best-kept secret is turning 15. The Calgary Prostate Cancer Center is a not-for-profit, world-class medical center. They've been working long and hard, looking after Alberta men and their families to save lives by early detection of prostate cancer. You want to be here for the long run, and so does the Calgary Prostate Cancer Center, celebrating 15 years. Take 3 minutes, and you'll find countless reasons to let the secret out. ProstateYYC.com.
We've extended GMC's Canada-wide clearance event due to popular demand. For a limited time, drive home select 2014 GMC models with 0% financing for 84 months. That's 0% on the fuel-efficient Terrain and 0% on the redesigned 2014 Sierra 1500, awarded Ajax Best New Pickup. Plus, eligible owners receive a fall bonus of up to $1,500. Inventory is clearing out, so hurry in today. Offers end October 31st. Visit AlbertaGMC.com for details.
Today's Secret Seat brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Watch every CFL and NFL game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Your Secret Seat is A99.
Proud to broadcast from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Fastest game on earth around the NHL right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
All right, welcome back to the program. Again, the news of the day on the Flames front, a home run deal for TJ Brody and the Flames, 5 years with an average annual value of $4.65 million. We'll read some more text before we get to the top of the hour and bring Robbie into the conversation as well. But right now, we got plenty to get to around the league as well. We'll get you up to date on what's happening across the National Hockey League, starting with some not-so-nice news in Southern California.
The Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah, the Kings and defenseman Slava Voynov find themselves in a not-so-great spot. The Kings kind of the innocent bystander in a lot of ways in this. Voynov has been suspended indefinitely from all club activities pending a formal investigation by the NHL of an arrest this morning on charges of domestic violence. The suspension was imposed under a section of the CBA which provides that during the pendency of a criminal investigation, the league may suspend a player pending the league's formal review and disposition of the matter. Voinov is being investigated by California police right now, and Josh, a situation where Voinov is accused and arrested of these things. It's all alleged at this point, and all reports are out there that are out there are just reports. But this, I guess there's kind of three steps to talking about a situation like this. Number one, the gravity of the situation. It's a domestic violence situation, and this is not good. So anything we talk about after getting that out of the way, remember that they're not as important as this, but this is not good. That's number one. Number two, I think the NHL has reacted properly to this. I think they have learned from the missteps of the National Football League last month. They reacted swiftly, they reacted strongly, and there was no ambiguity in the way that they reacted. So I think that they have done the right thing in that respect. I think the NHL has handled this properly and as well as they possibly could have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think every other major sports league or professional sports league or any minor pro sports league, I think, learned from the mistakes of the NFL. So I think the standard has been set when something like this goes on. With domestic violence or really any sort of a criminal case that comes up, a player will be suspended indefinitely from all team activities until it's taken care of in court, which I think, sometimes it's the right move to do. You never know exactly what's going to happen when this go through the court system and see what does come about from everything. But from early reports and the rumors that are going out from TMZ, it looks like this is a pretty serious situation where the female that was involved apparently had to be checked into the hospital because the injuries were that severe. So it's a pretty scary situation. It's something you don't like talking about too much. An unfortunate situation for the LA Kings that they're kind of caught in the middle of this because this is a player that they're paying on their team. But again, like you said, the NHL does a very good job by getting this right off the hop, suspending this player indefinitely.
And they got out in front of it, which I think is the most important thing.
They suspended before anyone really knew about it, too. So there was no pressure from the public to have to do it like there was in the NFL where you got to redo the Ray Rice situation because there's pressure. This was something that they had to do. They got out ahead of it, and they didn't need public outcry to make this happen.
This does end up being, it's certainly something that the Kings don't want to have happen on the ice. They're losing one of their top defensemen, and it's unfortunate for them. But again, hockey is kind of so secondary to the actual gravity of the situation.
Yes.
But knowing that this is a hockey show and this is a sports station, you also have to put out there that, the LA Kings are probably going to take a step back on the ice for a little bit, not having one of their best players. Anyway, it's a very unfortunate, scary situation, and certainly hope for the victim in this case, the girl that the female that is involved. We hope that she's okay, and then we just waiting for the criminal investigation to take its course. That's what's happening with the Los Angeles Kings.
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, it appears that we will get the chance to see Jonathan Drouin after all tomorrow night at the Saddle Dome, as they did recall him from Syracuse of the American Hockey League. That announcement came yesterday. He was assigned to Syracuse for a conditioning stint last Thursday, played two games with the Crunch, had a goal, two assists, and a +4 rating. He was assigned after sustaining a fractured right thumb during training camp. So that's the good news for the Flames opponent tomorrow night. The bad news, Victor Hedman lost for quite some time and reportedly has a broken hand. Suffered in the game against the Vancouver Canucks. He looks like he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, Pat. That, of course, leaving after blocking a shot in that game against the Vancouver Canucks. So good news on the Jonathan Drouin front, but they lose probably their best defenseman. And you talked about a bit earlier on Hockey Central how far he's come since he's been drafted, and he's been a vital, vital part of that team.
Yeah, and it's too bad that we won't get to see him on the ice tomorrow, but it's even worse for the Tampa Bay Lightning because that's maybe the one spot you're like, I'm not. I mean, there's some nice talent there. There's some younger players there, but that blue line, you're like, ooh, that's kind of a step back they're taking without him in the lineup. So, Drouin debuts, that's good. Hedman gone for a month and a half at the most, that's not good. And that's too bad for them because he was off to such a great start to the season, too. It's not like he's important and kind of flying under the radar. He's been one of the stories in the early going this year. So that's just really bad news for the Tampa Bay Lightning. That said, I still think they're a very talented team. I still think they're a very much of a factor of a team in the Eastern Conference this year, and they're still going to be a tough out for the Flames tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. When Steven Stamkos has been absolutely on fire this week. He was named the third star of the week in the NHL, posting 5 goals last week, so he's off to a great start. They get Jonathan Drouin in there. That's going to add some offensive punch to this team as well. No doubt about it, the Flames will have their hands full tomorrow night when Tampa Bay comes. As for tonight, though, Tampa Bay is up in Edmonton. It is the lone game on the NHL schedule, as it's the Tampa Bay Lightning in Edmonton. Take it on the Oilers. Catch it on Sportsnet West if you want. This one coming at 7:30 tomorrow. But the Tampa Bay Lightning get Jonathan Drouin back, but they also have lost Victor Hedman for quite some time. But that is what's going on with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
The New York Rangers.
They were victorious last night as they shut out the San Jose Sharks 4-0. But the highlight of this game came in the second period, where the Rangers needed just 4 seconds to blow a 1-0 game wide open.
Battle continues. We've seen a lot of this. And now right out in front, Zuccarello with 3 shots at the puck. The crowd says it's in, and so does the referee. Red light comes on, and it's a goal for the Rangers.
Off the faceoff, Nash shoots in and scores!
And exactly what you were talking about, Dave. Another second effort goal for the Rangers right off the faceoff. It's 3-0.
2 goals in 4 seconds. First Martin St-Louis, then Rick Nash's league-leading 7th of the season, tying a franchise record for the Rangers. Josh, the last time the Rangers scored 2 goals in 4 seconds was 1991. Can you guess the two players who did it?
Was Mike Gartner one of them?
Mike Gartner was not one of them. Neither was Mike Richter, actually.
No, Mike Richter.
the two guys who scored it, Chris King and James Patrick.
Oh, former Flame James Patrick.
Yeah, former Flame James Patrick. Wow. Absolutely. So those are the two guys who scored 4 seconds apart in 1991. Now in 2014, the Rangers do it again with Rick Nash and Martin St. Louis. Both those guys might have, you know, when it's all said and done, might have better careers than the other two.
Yeah, they're more known.
For sure they are.
Some goals.
Henrik Lundqvist made 33 saves for the shutout as well. His first of the year. Rangers back to 500 at 3-3. They'll take on the Devils Tuesday in their next action. The other notable thing from last night's Rangers win, Kevin Hayes scores his first National Hockey League goal. So the former line mate of Johnny Gaudreau gets his first NHL goal for the New York Rangers yesterday after Gaudreau scored his first of the season against the Winnipeg Jets yesterday. So a good night for the New York Rangers, no doubt about it. And they needed, I think, most, as cool as the 4 goals thing is, they needed that type of performance from Henrik Lundqvist, because he was embroiled in the, oh, what's going on with Henrik? And he had the rough start to the year and those 2 back-to-back 6-goal outings, but to have that type of game, I think, is exactly what the Rangers needed from Lundqvist, exactly what Lundqvist needed.
Yeah, and beating San Jose, who was off to a pretty good start for them as well. That's the first time the Sharks lost in regulation this season. So it was a big win for the New York Rangers last night to get that done. Everybody seems to be going. I really like what Rick Nash has done early on in the season as well. He looks like he's back to being that power forward that maybe we saw in Columbus in the earlier parts of his career, where he's going to the net, driving hard, creating some opportunities and putting up some pretty decent numbers as well. So good on the New York Rangers. They get back to 500. I still think the Rangers are going to be a playoff team despite maybe their sluggish start, and a shutout from Henrik Lundqvist. Maybe that's just the boost he needed to get back to his old ways, because he did struggle in a couple games earlier this season.
Well, and remember last year, the Rangers got off to a much worse start than they have this year, and they ended up going to Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. That's what's happening in Manhattan.
The Anaheim Ducks.
Well, it was a big night in Anaheim for the Ducks as well. Frederik Andersen made 28 saves for his first career shutout, and Sammy Vatanen recorded his first career multi-goal game, scoring a pair. Ducks win their 5th straight. They're now 5-1 on the season. And according to Elias Sports Bureau here, Pat, Frederik Andersen joins Ross Brooks from the Boston Bruins as the only goalies in NHL history to win 25 of their first 30 NHL games. Andersen's career record now 25-5, 5-0 this season. Of course, John Gibson was the losing goaltender, the only game they lost so far this season. Brooks went 25-2-3 with Boston back in 1972 to 1974 over his first 30 career decisions. Ryan Getzlaf also recording his 3rd multi-point game of the season. He's got 6 assists so far. That ties him for 2nd place with a whole whack of players. John Tavares leads that with 7 right now, but pretty interesting stuff with the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah.
They look very good to start this season. And Frederik Andersen really not making a miss. A guy like Jonas Hiller are making, it looks like they made the right decision, at least in their regard, to go with Frederik Andersen. They are confident with him. The team is playing well in front of him. Ryan Getzlaf off to a fast start. Ryan Kesler is fitting well there. These Anaheim Ducks look pretty strong.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting to hear. That stat from Elias Sports Bureau is kind of cool. So 25-5 to start his career for Frederik Andersen, just the second time in NHL history that's happened. You could have asked me who Ross Brooks was, and I would have guessed 700 things before I got to NHL goaltender.
Yeah, I would have said I had no idea who it was.
Bartender in Manchester, perhaps? Ross Brooks,
yeah.
Manchester. Anyway, congratulations to Freddie Andersen and Ryan Getzlaf. Absolutely off to a great start. I was wrong, at least early on I was wrong. I thought John Gibson was going to be the guy in Anaheim this year. He's not. It's been Andersen. Good on Andersen. He's looked very good for that very strong Anaheim team.
Yeah, and they should say that they're expected to recall John Gibson officially.
Yes.
Looking on Twitter last night, it looked like he was on his way back from Norfolk to join the team, just get him a couple games down in the minors. So, but Frederik Andersen, I mean, there's really no concern. You can roll with him as long as he's playing that red hot. But that is what's going on with the Anaheim Ducks.
The Colorado Avalanche.
Finally, it's been a rough start in Denver. They have just one win in their first six games. On the weekend, the Avalanche were beaten by Montreal. During that game, head coach Patrick Waugh said a couple of his younger defensemen had a rough night.
Defensively, we didn't play well on those one-on-two. I mean, we gave too much room to the puck carrier, and we should have put a little bit pressure. I mean, especially at the one when Tyson, I mean, tripped behind the net or lost his edge. I mean, I think Nick Holden, I mean, should have looked where Subban was instead of turning his back. I mean, then there's a few one-on-two that I thought we didn't play that well. Example, the one where Tish had to take a penalty. I mean, Tyson should have been in a better position.
So singling out a couple of young defensemen over the weekend is head coach Patrick Waugh. Avalanche back in action Tuesday when they take on Florida. There's a number of different worries right now with this Avalanche team. Number one, they don't have any goaltenders Semyon Varlamov out, Reto Berra out. So that, first of all, no good. Number two, their back end ain't so good. That's kind of always been the thing that you point to and say, geez, and that back end, are you okay with that Avalanche blue line? They got Barry signed and they brought Stewart in, but it's not what you would call a high caliber NHL blue line. But Josh, to me, the biggest story is this team is not scoring with Iginla and Duchesne and O'Reilly and Landeskog and MacKinnon and McGinn and on and on and on and on. This team has 9 goals in their first 5 games.
Yeah.
This is not the type of offensive performance we thought we'd see from the Avalanche.
That's kind of surprising. I mean, you'd think the weak part, and Patrick Waugh kind of alluded it to, is the defense on this team. They're so young defensively. Offensively, they're stacked with so many superstars and guys like Nathan MacKinnon, who had a great rookie year last year, Landeskog, O'Reilly, Duchesne, bringing in Iginla and Briere. You'd think that this team would be pretty good offensively. Jerome Iginla is having one of his Jerome Iginla slow starts to the regular season this year, not playing very well for the Colorado Avalanche. Looked like he almost got his first on Saturday, but they gave it to Matt Duchesne after finding out it was tipped. But the Colorado Avalanche, the thing that's going to be their end-all is defensive play this year because of the young defense that they have. And now that young defense with Kelvin Pickard as your number one goaltender right now and another backup coming up for the minors as well, it could be a long few weeks here for the Colorado Avalanche. And in that division, the Central Division, falling out of the race early, that might be the end of your season because you've got teams like Chicago and St. Louis and Minnesota and Dallas that you're going to have to chase down in that division. It's not an easy task to get back in the race there.
Yeah, it's true. Now, granted, I mean, the Avalanche still have some talent.
They still have lots of time, don't get me wrong, but
it's early.
Falling out of that race this early could be pretty detrimental because of the talent in that division.
There you go. That's our spin around the National Hockey League as the Avalanche finish us off as we continue on your Monday big show this afternoon. Flames back in action tomorrow when they take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll have that game for you here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. That's a 7 o'clock start, 6 o'clock Flames warm-up. You can bet tomorrow on warm-up. We'll be talking a whole lot more about TJ Brody's contract extension. You can bet that it shows up in 3 burning questions around the corner. And, of course, we got more text to read because, again, I continue to maintain that's a hell of a contract the Flames signed Brody to today. Some differing opinions via text we'll get to before 2 o'clock, but Three Burning Questions is next. Don't forget, Hometown Hockey is coming to Alberta next month. We saw the Flames and the Jets on Hometown Hockey on City TV yesterday as part of the NHL on Sportsnet. Well, November 2nd is the Flames game when they're in Montreal, and Hometown Hockey's coming to Red Deer and the Red Deer Arena. So looking forward to getting out there and kind of being a part of Hometown Hockey in Alberta, because Sportsnet 960, the Fan's going to be live at Hometown Hockey in Red Deer on both November 1st, that's the Saturday, and then game day November 2nd. Bring the whole family, enjoy outdoor viewing parties of the games, meet and greet with NHL alumni, local bands, hockey-themed games in the kids' zone, and more. HometownHockey.com, all the details, but it's coming up November 1st and 2nd. Sportsnet 960 going to be on location in Red Deer for Alberta's stop, or one of Alberta's stops, on Hometown Hockey. My name is Pat Steinberg. The Big Show continues next on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
On the air at 960 on the AM dial. Online at sportsnet.ca/960. Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960. The Fan. The Fan. The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 listeners win free stuff. Flames, Hitman, Roughnecks, and Stampeder tickets and more.
Fan Club members get to enter to win some really neat prizes.
If you're not a Fan Club member, you should be.
If you are, keep collecting points.
The secret seats come your way at 7:25, 9:25 a.m. and 1:25, 4:25 and 9:25 p.m. weekdays. Get the seat number, enter and collect points.
Use those points to enter to win some really, really great prizes just for being a listener to Sportsnet 960.
Brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar.
Watch every CFL and NFL game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Sportsnet 960.
Are you into swapping?
Thought so.
The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Cam Clark Ford today and swap your ride.
See paper for details.
Plus, exclusive to Cam Clark Ford, lease a 2014 F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for just $399 per month.
Calgary's best deals are at Cam Clark Ford in Airdrie, your number one Ford retail dealer in Western Canada. Three locations to choose from: Airdrie, Olds, and Red Deer. Or visit camclarkford.com.
The TD app lets you bank on the go from your smartphone or tablet. We recommend using it when you're waiting around in a mall, when the game's at halftime, when your stove's warming up, when your soup's cooling down, when your daughter's lacing up for practice, when you need a break from raking, when your pumpkin pie is baking, and when little Jimmy needs you to wait in the car because he forgot his homework in the house. Whew. When you can bank from almost anywhere, you save time for things that really matter. To learn more or download the TD app, visit td.com/comfortablebanking. TD. Banking can be this comfortable.
DIY days are back at Lowe's, and that's great news for you. Hi, Brian Baller here, inviting you to save even more on the best in home improvement from Lowe's. Like save 20% off all major brand name appliances. Buy one, get one free on the Pfister Treviso dual flush toilet. Plus save 33% on Para Lifestyle's 3.24 liter to 3.7 liter interior paint. See store for complete details. But hurry, because DIY days end soon, and you don't want to miss it. Lowe's, never stop improving.
在 Metro Ford, 我们说你的语言。
At Metro Ford.
Metro Ford, 这里是多地玻璃玻璃行。
We speak your language. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Metro today and swap your ride. Get a no extra charge winter safety package, which includes tires, rims, and sensors. See paper for details. It's car buying simplified. At Metro Ford, we speak your language. 9th Avenue downtown or metroford.ca.
Hi, Mark Messier here with the Cameron family, who share a love of hockey. They have a Share Everything plan with Rogers, so they can watch Rogers NHL Game Center live from anywhere.
That's right. Jenny watches on her smartphone at the cafe, Jimmy at the library, and Jason on the bus.
So a family that likes to travel with the team.
Oh, we love road games.
Nice.
This season's pass subscription to Rogers NHL Game Center Live is free for our Share Everything customers. Standard data overages and roaming charges, blackouts, and other restrictions apply. See rogers.com/NHL.
Hope Street is Canada's 2014 Property Management Firm of the Year. And now they're bringing their expertise to the condo market. Introducing Hope Street Condo Management. If you're on a condo board and struggling to keep residents satisfied, call us. From maintenance to payment collection and general day-to-day management, Hope Street Condo Management can make your life on the board a whole lot easier. visit hopestreet.ca. That's
hopestreet.ca.
So, you like the 2015 Honda Fit?
Hold on, did you say 2015?
You bet.
Whoa, it's from the future?
It's not exactly the future.
Can it fly?
Well, it does take off with the push of a button.
Can it transform?
The inside can, with the adjustable magic seat.
Ooh, does it come with ray guns?
Seriously?
What? I read a lot of sci-fi.
Drive home a 2015 Honda Fit today. Lease from $40 a week with zero down at 2.99% over 60 months. Visit your local Honda dealer for details.
October 20th to 26th is Waste Reduction Week, and Money Back Bottle Depot on 28th Avenue and 37th Street Southwest wants to educate and encourage the promotion of recycling programs in schools and workplaces for a greener environment. Recycling beverage containers delivers many benefits to the environment and makes good economic sense. It saves energy, reduces landfill, and helps combat global warming. Money Back Bottle Depot is now offering recycling for multifamily dwellings and senior complexes, looking after all your recycling needs. Visit bottledepot.net.
There's a drive that defines people on the prairies. No matter what the challenge, we don't back down, and we always come out stronger than we went in. Toyota is proud to be a part of this spirit, because after 50 years in the prairies, we've come a long way too. And while, yeah, it's great to look back at where we've come from, it's where we're headed that really gets us going. Where will your road take you? Get a head start with up to $7,500 off select 2014s at your Prairie Toyota dealer.
Check out the Fan Club for your chance to win awesome prizes. This week, Fan Club members can earn even more points with an exclusive online bonus code with Executive Suites by Roseman. Win now at sportsnet.ca/960.
Want to know how you can score some great stuff from Sportsnet 960? Sign up to become a Fan Club member now. Your chance to score tickets for the biggest games, hottest concerts, and some awesome prizes.
If it's on the ice, it's on the air and online right here. Calgary's home for the NHL. Sportsnet 960. The Fan. The questions you're asking. The answers you're craving. It's three burning questions on the big show. Only on Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
All right, Josh Humphries has got our three burning questions this afternoon. Where are we starting, Josh?
Well, we're going to start and finish with TJ Brody today. Okay. A full TJ Brody themed three burning questions today. So let's start with number one. When you look 2 to 4 years or towards the end of this contract, what kind of a player do you see TJ Brody being, Pat? Do you think he's going to be a guy that's going to get better and better offensively and maybe put up some pretty, you know, fairly decent numbers offensively? Or do you see him still being the same player as he is now, very sound defensively, but not afraid to jump in the rush and chip in offensively, you know, every once in a while?
I think that Brody, when he kind of gets to the prime of his career, when he's 27, kind of right in the middle of his contract, I think he's going to be a top pairing defenseman, a top flight. And I think that we'll see him, you know, putting up, you know, 40 to 50 points per year, playing tough minutes in all situations and doing a good job. And I think what Brody will be at that time is just recognized league-wide as one of the better defensemen in the NHL. I don't think Brody's ever going to be in the Subban, Weber, Doughty, Keith-type conversation. I think he's going to be close, but I don't think he'll ever be in that elite end. But I do think he'll be talking about, and we'll be talking about him as one of the better defensemen in the National Hockey League, and not just us. I think the entire league will be talking about him that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. He is going to be a top-flight defenseman, and I would not be surprised to see him making some all-star game appearances or things like that in the very near future. He's a guy that I think could be on Team Canada's radar in the future, whether it's Olympics or World Cup, things like that that come up for Hockey Canada. I think this guy has such a high ceiling. When you talk about that pairing, though, question number two, Mark Giordano and TJ Brody. You talked about it earlier in Hockey Central, which is kind of where I got the question from. You say they're probably the best valued pairing defensemen in the National Hockey League, but where would you rate these guys among defensemen just in general as a top pairing defenseman in the league? They're getting up in the depth chart and moving up the ladder, but where are they to you?
In terms of compared to other pairings, I think they're top three or four right in there, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, you probably put, you know, Doughty and Muzzin when they're healthy in there. You probably
the Chicago
when Muzzin's
guys,
healthy.
Yeah,
obviously Seabrook and Keith are in there. I don't know. Like, where else would you go? I think the Brody and Giordano are right there. And Chara and Seidenberg, I think, have to get into that conversation. But I think Brody and Giordano are right there in that conversation. Absolutely, they are.
Yeah, I mean, and the value they're getting, like you mentioned earlier, is just incredible. Even if you look at the extension that Brody signs, $9 million for the pair. around there down the road?
When you take a look at the AAVs combined, 4.65 and 4.02, it comes in just under $9 million,
which is incredible
for next year.
And you look at those other guys, and you're taking, you know, some $12, $13, $14 million maybe combined for some of these other pairings, and that's the value that you're getting for these guys. And you rank them as maybe top five, at least top five or six pairings in the National Hockey League, you're getting a very good value on that. Final question for you on Three Burning Questions, and it's something that was asked to Brad Tree Living there. Where does it? What kind of a message does this send, not only to the fans, but to players in that dressing room as to where this team is and where this team is going? Here's a guy like TJ Brody who's now committing long-term. We've had other players that want to commit long-term, ever expressed interest. Giordano did it a couple of years ago. What kind of message is this sending?
I don't know if I see it sending any real type of strong message myself. I don't know. I mean, I think Brody is a restricted free agent. I mean, he could have gone the short-term route and said, no, I only want 1 or 2 years. So I guess it sends a message that, you know, that this team is
going
have
right
players does have players that believe it's going in the right direction, because I don't think that Brody signs for five unless he thinks it's going in somewhat the right direction. So I'll say that. I don't it's certainly not like this huge message that I guess to that point he signs for 5 years, didn't go the 1 or 2 year route, and does give up some time in unrestricted free agency. So I think that it shows that he absolutely kind of believes in the way they're going right now.
Yeah, and I like how it shows as a player that's committed, knowing he's going to be a guy that we're going to be relied on very heavily in the near future as well. And I think it maybe doesn't send a huge message, but it lets people know, at least if you're a fan of this team, these players in that dressing room are confident we're moving in the right direction. The general manager is confident we're moving in the right direction by getting guys signed to longer term deals now, rather than doing the short 2-3 year deals where they think there's going to be a huge changeover. So it makes you feel a little bit better when you look at this team that, yeah, at least something is going in the right direction.
That is Three Burning Questions. A few texts to wrap up the hour at 960-960 on Brody. Great signing today. Have to assume the Oilers signed Justin Schultz for 10 years at $8 million per in response. Fair point, Brad. That's actually, we should absolutely, you know what? You just broke the news. That's probably exactly what's going to happen. This one, I think Brody signing is just okay. I don't see Brody being anywhere near Giordano's talent now or 4 years from now. So he got what he deserved. And so in that case, I differ in terms of my thoughts on what Brody is. I think he's going to be right there when it comes to Giordano. I don't think the gap's all that big right now between them. And I think in a few years' time, Brody's just 24. He's got so much that he can still accomplish and so many heights he can still kind of climb as he progresses in his career. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free flying on a wing in a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not,